All right.
Yeah, my voice is a little shot because I got some congestion in my chest. This causes me voice loss. I've been having mucus for the last 2 weeks. It goes up and down. Today's a little worse. So. And it just kind of chokes my voice up. It's my diet. It's just not right. Today I had some chapatis and I made it worse.
What are you going to say about?
Oh, yeah. There's a buddy named Chandrasekhar Chari. He preaches in Singapore.
Uh-huh.
And he kind of like got in with the jail system as a Hindu representative. There's like there's different religious groups. Mm-hmm. And each religious group has a particular category, and then there's a representative for that category. So he's part of the Hindu group.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you know, there's Sai Baba groups, and there's, you know, other groups there. So one, you know, was an Indian man from an Indian background anyway. He was on death row.
Really?
Yeah, and he had committed a murder. So, he had about a few weeks left, and then Chandrasekhar talked to, said, does anybody want to come to our seminars, our discussions on Bhagavad Gita? So they offered it to him, and he thought, all right, and he came, and he was really amazed when he came in contact with Prabhupada's Gita. He just read the whole Gita practically, and much time as he could read it. And his whole demeanor just changed. His depression was gone. He said, this is what I've been looking for all my life. You know, I wish I came across this before. I would have never gotten all the trouble I did. And he was actually like feeling happy. And Prabhupada really entered his heart in a really powerful way with the philosophy. And then he just started to ask questions, and the devotees were giving answers, and he was satisfied with all the answers, and he kept reading more and more, and couldn't get enough. Then it was down to the time, practically a couple of days before he was to be executed. And he was like, you know, I'm just going to get a good berth in my next life and start over, you know. I'm going to pay for my crime, and now that I know more about life, I'll just pick up in my life in my next life. And I was like, he was feeling like, no problem, I can give up this life. And when they took him, when they were escorting him to the gallows, it was a hanging, he was just like cheerful. And the guards said, we never met a person like this before. You know, they usually have to push the people towards it. He was walking freely and he was chanting all the way. Just chanting Hare Krishna all the way. And while he was going, people were asking him, they were passing by, you know, you look so cheerful. And he would say, yeah, you know, I understand the goal of life now. And he would keep chanting. And then when they hung him, he was just chanting. And the guards and the administration said, we have never had an experience like this with anybody. We were amazed, you know, then they wanted to know more about our philosophy. What'd you do to him? So,
wonderful.
Yeah, I have it written.
Even
I could send it to you, actually.
A couple of minutes, it's amazing.
It's really amazing. And I heard the story directly from Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj when I was in Mayapur, and he referred to the whole story. He gave me a synopsis. Then he said, talk to Chandrasekhar for the details. So then I got all the details from Chandrasekhar. But Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj was really animate about the whole thing. He said, it's amazing what Prabhupada's books can do.
Yeah, ideally, better not wait till 2 weeks. But even then, it can make such a great difference.
Yeah.
It's never too late.
Yeah. And I meet people like that sometimes. They just lament about how they wasted their life and now they came in contact with something. That happened to me a few times in lectures. It happened in Poland one time. One man just broke down crying. You I just gave a lecture, and they were translating it into Polish as I was speaking. And then right at the end, just before I ended, a man started to speak really emotionally in Polish, and I didn't know what he was saying, but it was so emotional that I could get an idea that he was just feeling somewhat, I don't know, he was appreciating what he heard. And then later he came up and he talked to me. He said, I'm 45 years old. He said, I just wasted 45 years of my life. He was lamenting really bad that he had took so long to come in contact with our philosophy. That was an experience. His emotions were so strong that I almost knew what he was saying, aside from the language barrier. I could feel his, you know, his thoughts were so strong.
Yeah. Well, anyway, you know Bhagavad Shakti.
Yeah, from the Rajadhan.
Yeah. When he was in university, that's when he came across the Gita, and he read the Gita, and he just got outraged. He said, "Why has no one taught me this?" He says, "I didn't know this." He says, "And I'm here at an educational institution, and no one's teaching me this." He said, "Why am I not being taught the truth?" And he just left and joined. Yeah, it's never too late. You're lucky if you're 20, you're lucky if you're 80.
That's what I told this man at that time. It's never too late.
It's never too late. You can, like Maharaj Katwanga, you can just perfect it in the last moments.
Right.
But better start early. Better start early.
You can avoid a lot of trouble.
Yeah. In one sense, we were lucky, although we could have started earlier as well. If we were born into it.
Mm.
But we started when we were five. That's a great story.
If you like, I can send it to you.
What is it like that?